It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
The Garden Report is brought to you by FanDuel, the exclusive wagering partner of the CLNS Media Network.
Hey, Bobby Manning here. Welcome to a practice edition of the Garden Report. Celtics return to practice after a weekend off following the in-season tournament, which Joe Mazzulla did not watch. Here's an exchange between him and Gary talking about that Vegas session.
Joe, did you watch the in-season tournament?
No.
Should that serve as motivation for the players? Should that you just move on? Like, how do you kind of take? No one knows what to do now. The season resumes.
Well, that was my whole point in the beginning. Is like, if we're going to use all of our emotional energy to do this one thing, and we still have 61 games left, what's going to be our motivation after that? And so, are we frustrated that we didn't get a chance to win a championship? Yes, but do we have to see that the things that go into winning a championship are the things that go into winning on a Monday night in the middle of January when no one really wants to play? And so, like, we're really fighting for that mindset and that identity. Is can things be important all the time? But yeah, it's pissed off that you don't get a chance to win at it, but like, we have to fight for that mindset all the time.
So, Lakers win the in-season tournament, Celtics eliminated in the first round. Joe's over it, he's been over it. And the Celtics are trying to move on now to these final 60-ish games here, where that talk of staying motivated, staying locked in night to night, not getting bored with the little things, the game-by-game process here, makes sense to me because we've seen this team fall into those lulls before, especially last year, those losses to the Magic, which, funny enough, just about a year later, they're going to be coming to town this weekend for a mini-series. First, the Celtics have the Cavs, who are playing in Orlando tonight. And we'll enter Boston on a back-to-back tomorrow. They're playing on Tuesday and Thursday in Boston. So they're going to have these playoff-style matchups with a couple teams that they could see in the playoffs here. So not marquee matchups, not national TV games. After a bit of a layoff here, makes sense that they're talking about that right now. Though I do feel like it's a little bit early to be anticipating a lull in this team's play. They started 21-5 last year. Took that long to start seeing the stagnancy come into last year's team. And this year's team's better, especially at full health. Porzingis practiced again today. Celtics fully loaded and fresh to begin this next stretch of games into the West Coast trip here. Ton of time at home. Bodes well, I think, to really going on a bit of a run here, especially against this Cavs team that has struggled offensively. They're in the bottom 10 of the league on that end, trying to figure out their identity still. Even the defense hasn't been as good as a year ago. They're in a weird place as a team. We're going to talk about them on Wednesday on the podcast with Justin Rowan. And then the Magic, of course, that team that gives the Celtics all kinds of trouble. Still a little banged up. Still second in the East. So they're figuring out ways to win despite the losses that they've suffered between Markel Fultz, Wendell Carter, and others there. So,
FanDuel is the exclusive wagering partner of the CLNS Media Network. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 moneyline bet. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL.
Other than that, Sam Hauser talked today about going up to Maine to see Jordan Walsh. We, of course, interviewed Jordan Walsh on Thursday. Sam was up there on Wednesday to see those Delaware Maine games. And you can check that out right now on Celtics All Access. Sam talking today on CLNS Media. He said, Jordan looks great. Every time he comes back to Boston, he looks a little bit better. I also discussed that thing I wrote about in Boston Sports Journal over the weekend, the balance between being aggressive up there and trying to play the role that will get him to Boston eventually. That still doesn't seem to be in the near future here. And could take as long as a year or two, in Jordan's case, to get a full-fledged role in Boston. Maybe you see him in spots. Maybe they try him out here or there when they're shorthanded. But as far as being an everyday part of this rotation, looks like that could take a little bit for Jordan here. But they're keeping tabs on him, getting reports after every game, as Joe said last week. And you can hear more about Walsh's experience again in our interview with him. That's it for today. We'll be back here for Shoot Around tomorrow. And then, of course, Celtics Cavaliers regular schedule gets back in action again here after some All-star style layoff here, maybe even a little bit longer just in terms of the length between these games here. We'll have coverage of it all here at CLNS Media. This has been a practice edition of the Garden Report. I'm Bobby Manning. Talk to you soon.
You know, I've been looking for the best deal on Celtics tickets, and with over 28 million downloads, SeatGeek is the number one rated ticketing app. There are more than 70,000 events every single day on SeatGeek, including concerts, sports festivals, and more. You can use my code DREAMERSPRO for $20 off tickets at SeatGeek. That's $20 off your first purchase with promo code DREAMERSPRO. Make sure you check the link in the description to download the app.